The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. All of you know I don't do very many author interviews, and well, today I'm not really doing an author interview. It's kind of hard to explain. I'm holding in my hand the best old, new, old book I think I've ever seen. Are you totally confused? Well, let me introduce my guest, and hopefully the confusion will be taken care of. Todd Nettleton is the Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for Voice of the Martyrs USA. He is also the host of the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Todd, welcome to the program. It's a delight to welcome you.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Well, I want to talk about Fox's Voices of the Martyrs. Todd, I've got about 4,000 books in my library, and one of the first books I ever got when I was a very young man was Fox's Book of Martyrs. It impacted my life dramatically, just dramatically, and reading the story of the martyrs from the past. But this book is, would we call it an update, a revision? How do you describe Fox's Voices of the Martyrs 80-33 till today?
Well, the key part is that AD 33 to today. You know, John Fox lived in the 1500s. He collected the stories of those who had given their lives for Christ. We are simply carrying on his work. But obviously, there are still Christians who are giving their lives.
Yeah.
That's why this new edition of the book exists, is to say, hey, there are Christians just in the last few years who have given their lives for Christ. We need to tell their stories as well. American Christians need to know their stories as well. That's why this new edition of the book exists. It's to say, hey, these stories are still being written. They're still being lived. And we, American Christians, we still need to know about them.
Is it not true that there are more Christian martyrs today than at any time in the history of the church?
Well, the stat that we use here at Voice of the Martyrs is more martyrs in the last 100 years than in all the rest of Christian history combined. And, you know, that sounds awful in some ways. It sounds shocking in some ways, but it is exactly what Jesus said was going to happen.
True.
Jesus said, you know, the world hates me, and if you follow me, the world will hate you too. That is not a popular passage to preach sermons out of, but that's the reality, and this new book really shares that reality and puts names and faces on that reality for American Christians to know about.
Well, let's go back first and give us just kind of a little overview of Fox's Book of Martyrs, written by John Fox. How did it come about, and what kind of impact did it have on the world?
Well, John Fox lived, I believe, in the 1500s. So, like, he died, I believe, in 1537 or something like that. He began to collect these stories because he wanted the church to understand what it meant to follow Christ, what it could cost you to follow Christ. The book, as you mentioned, has influenced thousands. Even in your own life, it played that pivotal role of saying, hey, look, look what it's worth to follow Christ, because look at how these people willingly laid down their lives. At one point in church history, we're told that on the pulpit of the church was chained the Bible on one side, Fox's Book of Martyrs on the other side of the pulpit, so that it could be front and center in the life of the church to honor and remember those who had given their life for Christ. And that influence just continues to echo down through the generations.
We're talking with Todd Nettleton. He is with Voice of the Martyrs, and we're talking about a brand new old book. It's an updated, revised edition of Fox's Book of Martyrs that was first printed, first published in 1570. And Todd, I am so grateful for this work, and I pray that thousands upon thousands will be sold, because for such a long time, the motto of the church was come and die with us, until the last couple of generations, it's been come and have a ball with us, come and have fun with us. Living for Jesus is fun. It's easy. Todd, living for Jesus has never been easy, has it?
It is hard. It is often hard. And, you know, it's interesting, though, and I as I think about the stories in this new book, I'm reminded of the parable that Jesus told of the treasure in the field. You know, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure in a field, and when the man found it, he went and joyfully sold everything that he owned in this world so that he could go and buy that field and own that treasure. That's the reality that these brothers and sisters in Christ have lived out, is, hey, the treasure in the field, the treasure of eternity with Christ, the treasure of walking with him today is worth so much that I will sell everything I own in this world, including my own life, in order to possess that treasure, in order to follow Christ. And I think that one of the challenges, and I love the way you said that, I think often in America, the way we present the gospel is come to Jesus because he wants to make your life better here on earth.
Yeah.
The way that the gospel is presented in China is, hey, come to Jesus because it's the only path to salvation. Now, now let me warn you, your life on earth is going to get worse when you follow Jesus. But he will give you peace. He will be with you when your life gets worse. And he offers forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternity with Christ. That is a very different gospel message. And we as American Christians, we need to be reminded of the costly gospel and the idea that following Christ is worth sacrificing for. It's worth giving up things for. It's not a message that is often a part of our American Christian experience.
Well, I will demonstrate my ignorance. Again, I have a Fox's Book of Martyrs in my library that's, my goodness, it's probably near 50 years old. And I treasure it. Has Fox's Book of Martyrs been updated before or edited or revised before?
You know, different people have tried to sort of keep the ball rolling, if I might say that. There is a book put together called The Martyr's Mirror, which you may have seen, a large, thick book, and it included some from Fox, and it included other stories that the authors had collected. So there have been different efforts. And, you know, this book, the new Fox book, is 400 and some, almost 500 pages long. But the reality is it could be thousands of pages. And I believe it's the Gospel of John ends with, hey, this is not all the stories I have to tell you, because if I tried to tell you all the stories, there wouldn't be enough paper. That's the reality for Fox as well. If we tried to tell all the stories of Christians who laid down their lives for Christ, there wouldn't be enough paper. You wouldn't have enough shelf space to put it on your shelf. So we've tried to select some from throughout history to give people a taste of different stories, different persecutors, different people who are opposed to the church, and how this has been a theme for followers of Christ, from the disciples who walked the earth with him right up until today. People have always given their lives to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Well, folks, I recommend it highly. I have a copy in my hand. It is a beautiful, hardbound edition. Fox, Voices of the Martyrs. It's put out by Salem Books, which is an imprint of Regnery, owned by our parent company. You can go to salembooks.com, salembooks.com. You can order it on Amazon, obviously, or possibly your local bookstore. Fox, F-O-X-E, Voices of the Martyrs, A.D. 33 to today. I need to take a break, but we are visiting with Todd Nettleton, who is a spokesperson for Voice of the Martyrs. And some questions I want to ask, and I want to know more about the content of this wonderful book that you need to get. You need to get this book. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My guest, Todd Nettleton, Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration for the Voice of the Martyrs. And Todd, I see in your bio that you grew up in two different countries, Papua New Guinea and Southern California.
Yes, they are very different from each other, I might say.
Just personally, real quick, do you know Otto Koning?
I do not.
He was in Papua New Guinea for a long time. But anyway, that's another for another day. What led Voice of the Martyrs to this is a massive undertaking. As you said, it's almost 500 pages. It's extremely well done, hardbound, beautiful book, Fox, Voices of the Martyrs. I'm always interested in the genesis. Who on your staff sat around one day and says, hey, let's do a 500-page book on the martyrs?
Well, that's a great question. We have offered different versions of Fox's Book of Martyrs over the years as a resource to our newsletter readers, to the listeners of VOM Radio. And what happened is we were working with the publisher, and just really in the discussions with the publisher was like, you know, this book is not complete. The book that you're offering is not complete because there are still Christians who are writing these stories. They're living these stories. What do we do about that? And the publisher kind of came back and said, well, what do we do about that? How about if you help us collect stories? And so we worked with the publisher, and now we have updated it twice from that original work, and these stories are still being written. We're still adding them. We feel like 5 years is kind of a good range to get a collection of stories. And so our plan is every 5 years, a new edition of this book to really honor the current day martyrs.
Well, you deal with a lot of martyrs that I've never heard of. And I kind of think I'm kind of up to date on this. But you also deal with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Nate Saint, of course, Watchman Nee. But share one or two of the new martyr stories that have been included in this edition. Could you do that?
One of the stories in here that's one of my favorites is the story of Pastor Han from China. He was a ethnic Korean, but a Chinese citizen, and the pastor actually of a registered church in China, right along the North Korea border. And he began to help North Koreans who came across that border and, you know, help them with humanitarian stuff, help them with food, help them with clothing, but also share the gospel with them. And he led many hundreds to Christ, and some of those then went back across that border into North Korea and carried the gospel back into that country. In 2016, Pastor Han received a phone call. Hey, it was one, supposedly one of his trusted associates. Hey, I need to see you. He left to go meet with that associate. He was never seen again. And in fact, they found him stabbed to death, stabbed actually in the top of his head. And within a few weeks, as they watched North Korean state television, the two assassins that had come across the border into a whole other country, into China, killed Pastor Han, and then went back to North Korea. They were honored on national television in North Korea for this great act of service to the fatherland by killing this Christian pastor. The amazing thing about Pastor Han's story, just a few weeks before he was killed, he was in Seoul, South Korea, in a safe place, meeting with some of our staff at our sister office in Seoul, and they knew there were threats against him. And they said, Pastor Han, you know, there are threats against you. It's very dangerous for you right now. Do you think it would be a good idea for you to stay in Seoul for a little while, just for a little while, just to let things die down? And Pastor Han's response was, you know, the shepherd's responsibility is to tend to the sheep, and my sheep are along that North Korea-China border. Of course I'm not going to stay in Seoul. That's where I need to be. That's where God has called me to be. And he walked out the door, and he got on a plane, and he went back to China, and just a few weeks later he was killed. That amazing spirit of sacrifice, that amazing willingness to say, yes, it's dangerous, yes, there are threats against me, but that's where God's called me to be. I find Pastor Han's story one of the many inspiring stories in this new book.
Again, the book is Fox, and that's F-O-X-E, Fox Voices of the Martyrs, A.D. 33 to today. It is printed by Salem Books. You can find out more details, not only about this book, but other wonderful books at salembooks.com. This is an imprint of Regnery Publishing, which is owned by our parent company, salembooks.com. And again, the book is Fox, F-O-X-E, Voices of the Martyrs, A.D. 33 till today. It is, it's done just incredibly well. It's got pictures, illustrations, some of the best-known martyrs of years past, and so many, many, many more that I know you have not heard of. I certainly haven't. But Todd, this would be a very difficult question. We've only got about a minute left. If you were to summarize a common theme that runs through all of these stories, what would it be?
You know, I think the common theme that runs through them is seeing things through the lens of eternity, not through the lens of this world or the lens of earthly comfort or the lens of even my safety or my life, but simply seeing through the lens of what does this matter in eternity? What can I do that's valuable in eternity? And what is the price in eternity? What is the price here compared to what I will gain in eternity? That eternal perspective is something that I think you see again and again and again in people who were willing to lay down their lives for the cause of Christ.
The next time, folks, you're having a oh, woe is me moment and you think life is so bad, I want you to pick up Fox, Voices of the Martyrs, A.D. 33 till today. Not to be depressed, but to be encouraged about how God gives strength to people who follow him with all of their heart, all their mind, all their body, all of their soul. And I'm reminded, Todd, you know, as thy days, so thy strength shall be. And what wonderful testimonies of the strength and the victory that God has given to his saints throughout the entire history of the church. Again, it is Fox, Voices of the Martyrs, A.D. 33 to today, salembooks.com. You get it at Amazon as well. Todd Nettleton, thank you for this wonderful, wonderful resource for the Christian family.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'd love to have you back. We'll do it again. All right, Bob Burney Live will continue. Stay tuned.